rocket ship out into the hidden skies, where castles crumble like salt water in the eyes. And this drink is not me, no, it's not me, not me inside. And my fist is lonely for another jaw to rise. And my head spins like a Ferris wheel. No touching, please, no touching, 'cause you can't feel. And why did you want it this way? And the words are cold and afraid. And each book has lost another page. And now the broken hearted army's engaged. So now the bird flees down into the broken branches, and the city streets burn through my vision's enhancements. Old blood drips on the leaves that wave in the wind, and your tears are fake, just like the executioner's grin. And why did you want it this way? And the words are cold and afraid. And each book has lost another.
Trouble?
No,
that
we're
was
back.
The most unprofessional intro.
No,
to a new segment. I know. I'm just kidding.
he pushed the buttons at the right time.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, Laura, you're still in trouble.
Why? Why is she in trouble?
I don't know. Because I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I haven't slept.
Oh, because you haven't. It's been quite a week.
I'm still trying to adjust. You know, I was talking to Amber earlier today, and I said, I slept like 8 hours last night, but I'm still exhausted. I can keep my eyes open. She's like, I thought you slept 8 hours. I'm like, well, I'm trying to still like ramp up to going back to the day shift thing now. By the way, I'm going to be here till 9 p.m. tonight for the first time in like 9 p.m. for like the first time in like 9 months.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know, aside from a couple of vacation days I took here and there. So I'm this weekend I was trying to use as a way to ramp myself back up onto the day shift, and I did, and I was still like, today. I was like driving the
whole way home. It'll take you more time than that.
I think it will. I thought I'd be able to snap back, but then I remembered I'm not 19 anymore.
Right, right.
So my body don't work as well. So,
it creeps up on you, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yes, it has. We do have another illustrious GT field reporter on the line. The hits keep coming. They're joining on, and we're really happy to have everybody come on the show and report stuff to us, which is what we're going to be doing here with this extra time we have now on Ghostly Talk. Doug, you had something you wanted to say. You were biting down on the microphone.
Right.
Well, what was it?
Well, it was nothing like that.
What was it?
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm good.
Are you sure? You okay?
I'm good.
Yeah, Bonnie, give him a back rub, please. He's looking stressed over there.
Wow.
He's looking a little peckish, man.
But I have to say,
I know you're going to do it.
Welcome, Laura, to Ghostly Talk.
Thank you.
You do, what does that say, Kansas?
Uh-huh. Kansas.
Yeah. You're in Kansas.
Where are you located in Kansas?
Actually in Lenexa, which is in Johnson County, about half an hour from Atchison.
Okay.
Ah.
So you're local there. That's
I've heard
local.
All about you. I have. Will was very, very excited to talk to you and find that out. Have you been to Atchison now?
Yes, I did go over my vacation, and I have a report to bring back for everyone.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Do you want a report right now?
Well, not right at this second, unless you really want me to.
Well,
okay, I can.
Well, what we can do? Well, first, let's hear about you a little bit. I mean,
right. Tell us about yourself. What groups? What do you do? What's your interests? Things like that.
Well, I am very interested in all kinds of stuff, but. Primarily, I think I'm mostly interested in, near-death experience. I've studied a lot of religious stuff in the past. I still am studying Buddhism and lots of different things. I'm not really into any one thing. I'm just kind of a studier. And I do a lot of research. Right now, I'm into a lot of genealogy. And actually went to see a guy speak on serendipitous genealogy, where you actually have these things happen to you while you're researching your ancestors, like you have dreams about them or they come to you as an apparition. Pretty cool.
You have to say awesome. The least, geez.
Yeah, this guy is well known for being an actor. He used to be, his name is Henry Z. Jones. He used to be on a bunch of Walt Disney movies, and he was a country star for a while, and he kind of gave it all up and decided genealogy was his thing. And then he started having these experiences with, you know, premonitions having to do with his research, and he started asking people if they were having those same things. And so that's been kind of my focus recently. But and then I've studied a lot of paganism and, just about everything I think I've put my hands into.
Well, that's, you know what, it sounds like you could be the host of an internet paranormal talk radio show then.
It does.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you are a prime
you've
grade
got
A stock for it.
Very nice, well-rounded background.
It sounds like you're into, you I think we could, it'd be safe to say that the hosts of Ghostly Talk now are jacks of all trades, masters of none. Because every week we're as far as the show's concerned, we're faced with all types of different people and situations and things that people are working on right now, and,
mm-hmm.
and even though we do love that, we do respect people, and Doug says this a lot. He said it yesterday when we were talking at the Mothman Festival, he respects people to the fullest degree who actually can stop focusing on something they really want to get into and run with it. People like Pat Fitzhugh, Bellwitch, things like that. Jeff Wamsley with the Mothman, perfect example right now. But it sounds like you're prime, like grade A choice stock to start up your own paranormal internet talk show. I think we should have you do that. It'd be great.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, right. Well,
I like that.
That was not a segue, by the way, either. That was just a coincidence. So,
yeah, he had no.
No, clue. That's the Full Moon Radio. You've talked to me before about it.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
That's
right. FullMoonRadio.com. Hasn't started yet, though. It starts next month.
Okay.
But and I've also done. I trained under a professional psychic for 2 years, and did a lot of professional psychic work, television, radio. In the past,
mm-hmm.
but I got kind of tired of doing it, so I got busy in other stuff. But now I'm ready to go back into it.
Did you? This is really kind of non-topical, but you brought it up.
Okay.
Did you like? concentrate on your hit or miss ratios or things like that, or did you get a sense of, how do you get a sense when you're doing that of what was accurate and what may not be so accurate? Because everybody does get a hit or miss kind of ratio. I mean, you have to filter out how much extrasensory information, and some of it, it doesn't apply to the person or to the situation, and how do you know what to filter out? And that's my current interest in the ESP kind of thing is mm-hmm. the filters. Like, how, I mean, obviously that's what you're doing. You're trying to lower and then accept the information, but then you still have to figure out what applies, you know, what applies to this situation or this person, and figuring that out is like a huge challenge.
It's very difficult, and even with training, you know, from years in practice, there's still, you know, times when you just are not sure, and you just kind of have to tell them what you see. And I get a lot of imagery kind of stuff, and sometimes it applies to me, and sometimes it applies to them,
mm-hmm.
and you don't really know which all the time, so you just have to say, well, I see, you know, like John Edwards, he does the rose thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
the white rose, the yellow rose. You know, if he sees a red rose, he knows what it means to him because he's been doing it for so many years. He understands that's what it means. And for me, like if I see a certain person who has or died of a particular illness, then I know that particular thing applies to them.
Okay. So you also learn it as you go because you've got to practice it. It's like you've got to do it in order to know what applies and what doesn't. Okay. That's interesting. So what's it like to go into a haunted location? Do you study ghosts and hauntings as well?
I sure do, and I've done some medium work in the past.
And what's it like to go into a haunted location then and connect on that level? Because I'm stuck to using you know, tape recorders and VCR, or not VCRs, but video recorders and things
mm-hmm.
like that. But what's it like to go in with you know, yourself
your
and
brain.
Saying, okay, what's up? And finding all the vibrations and all the different beings that are there, you know, that we can't see. What's it like to be able to do that?
Well, sometimes you know ahead of time. Like, obviously, when you go into, like, some place like the Sally House or one of these other houses that you know are haunted or has a history, it's a whole different thing because you're almost expecting it, so you have to be careful that you're not anticipating something that's not really there.
Yeah, front-loading. Yeah,
yes,
you
exactly.
don't want to be front-loaded. It's very difficult.
No.
Yeah.
And then other times they just kind of smack you in the face. Like I was telling you about Missouri Town that's in Missouri, they actually had, you know, a room upstairs that we didn't know was haunted, and my son mentioned that he felt someone in there. And, you know, I was sensing it at the same time, and then, you know, we confirmed that. Another time I was at a gal's house. She had several experiences. As a child, she woke up in the middle of the night, saw an apparition at the foot of her bed, and she was so young it didn't scare her that much. But the second time it happened, she had already moved out of the house, moved back in as a teenager, early 20s, and the apparition then again appeared at her bedside, and she then jumped out the window because it scared her so badly.
Wow.
So then she, you know, it was a first level, so it didn't hurt her.
Well, thank
heavens. But, yeah. But then, okay, she moves out again, and then later in her 30s, she moves back into the house. Her mom's moved out into an apartment, and she's living there with some friends. And this thing starts coming back to her again. Not only that, but she's having migraines. She's having horrible nightmares. All of this is going on, and of course I'm very interested in this at the time because I want to know what's going on. So I go over to her house and I said, well, I'm just going to clear my mind out and see what happens. Don't tell me where it's at or anything. So I went in the house and brought the sage and cedar type stuff, you know, you do for cleansing,
mm-hmm.
and went into her restroom, and it was right there. I mean, it was cold. It was degrees colder in there. And I could not figure out why in the world would it be there. The only thing I could figure out and what I was getting was that there was a fire. The room where the woman was standing was actually a nursery at a different time period. And the baby that had been in the house had died in the fire. this woman kept walking back and forth from that area to the room. That's where you kept seeing her. But she never mentioned anything about the shower to me. So she said, oh, yes, it's there. I can't hardly go in there.
Oh, my God.
Because
wow.
It's so cold. So, but she did some research and found out that, yes, there had been a fire in that house. If there, who the person was that lived there, she didn't know, but it
absolutely
is interesting.
Absolutely fascinating. And okay, cool. And so you went in, cleared your mind, and found out this information, and it was later verified.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I wish I could do something
cool
like that.
Yeah, I know, that just sounds like really, really.
I walk in there and go, hey, nice house.
Yeah.
Nice house you got here. Let me turn my recorder on. And then you get to listen to us giggle.
Right.
that's the cool thing nothing. Is, you know, you need people like you to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah. We say that all the time, that we need people that are more skeptical or not as sensitive either.
Sure.
That's a very important thing.
Well, you got to take all the information you can get from whatever means and try and put it together to find out what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then try and prove it. The hard part is proving it scientifically over and over again.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
That's the big brick.
Right.
But it's very interesting. That
you're a very busy woman, Laura. It's obvious that you're very
told
busy.
That.
How are you going to find time to take on the illustrious career of a GT field reporter?
I mean,
how are you going to
do
this?
I always find time for things. I work full-time. I go to school part-time. I work on web pages. I do my own little stuff. I never sleep.
Oh, that's, well, welcome to the club, either do I. That's it probably sounds like it today. I'm just like kind of sitting here floating on top of my chair. I don't even think I'm actually sitting right now. But so what we're going to do now, though, for sure, is we need to get united. That's the number one thing. We need to get united, okay? That's very important.
Okay.
So what we're going to do with this, like I'm sure you've heard you've heard what we've done before with this, and you've been looking forward to it ever since then probably, too.
I sure have.
What I'd like you to do is raise your right hand.
Okay, it's raised.
Okay. I'd like you to repeat after me.
All right.
I state your name.
My name is Zarella.
Okay. I, Zarella. Very, very good.
I, Zarella.
You got past the first part. Good. do hereby agree. I'm starting to actually get like a thing. No, don't repeat this. Hang on. Time out. I'm starting to actually get like kind of a thing going with this now. Am I starting to get more consistent with it, guys?
A little bit.
Well, throw that out. We're not going to do that this time.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Game on. Here we go.
Okay.
Do hereby agree to stand
in the place where we live.
Very good.
REM song, yeah.
Don't repeat all that. Repeat this, okay?
I've forgotten my name.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we'll help you with that. We'll start from the beginning again. We'll take it from the top.
Okay.
I state your name.
I, Zarella.
Do hereby agree to worship all that is ghostly talk.
Do hereby agree to worship all that is ghostly talk.
And fly the flag of ghostly talk proudly.
And fly the flag of ghostly talk proudly.
Off the mirrors of my car.
Off the mirrors of my car. That sounds kind of strange.
These all do, believe me.
I'm thinking in my head, you know, the white flag, you know.
What does it look like? Yeah, I didn't have, like, the ghostly talk symbol.
They're
going to
think they're boxer shorts or something.
Wacka, wacka, wacka.
Wacka, wacka, wacka.
Emu, emu, emu.
Emu,
emu, emu.
Eastern Michigan University. Okay.
Unum shibai, unum shibai, unum shibai.
What is that?
University of Michigan.
Anum shibai, anum shibai, anum shibai.
Anum shibai, anum shibai.
Amen.
Amen.
Very good. Doug the sword.
Okay. We need a fork sound.
Oh, no, swing.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yay.
You have been knighted. Congratulations. Yay.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud to be a Cub reporter.
Very, very cool. And with your GT Field Reporter status, you are entitled to all the rights and privileges, which are nothing. And you will... And you're welcome to come
on
the show.
They will have access to create their own pictures.
That's one thing. Yeah, I'm trying to get all that stuff worked out with our little server problems we're having. I'm having a hard time getting a hold of everybody. But that's one thing I didn't tell Christy. I will let her know via email, though. We're going to give you access and permissions to the actual photo album for the GT Field Reporters. And
cool.
You'll be able to create your own album in there and put up whatever picture you'd like to put up there.
Well, do I get, like, an introductory kit in the mail that has, like, little, you know, cards of each one of your faces?
Sure, yeah. We'll
know,
send
like,
that right out.
You know, trading cards?
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Here's Doug with a flashlight.
Yeah.
Here's Will with his recorder.
5 power-up points.
Here's Scott out sleeping. We'll even include that crappy piece of gum too.
Yeah, that piece of gum
that you break your your teeth on as soon as you bite into it. Good idea. See, Laura,
well, I like that.
The ideas are already churning. We'll just be like those like the military U.S. military cards. We'll have the same thing. You know, we'll have our us peering into the sunset with our steely blue come hither eyes. It'll be awesome. I'm so excited now.
Can I say you're nothing like the military?
What, us?
Why not?
Why aren't we like the military? The
military guys are hot.
That's the reason she buys the pizza. See, she makes those comments, right? And if she didn't buy the pizza, she'd be flying out the window, right? That's kind of like the haiku we got going here with that. So we're gonna let that one go, Bonnie, because you know you're part of the crew here, so that's cool. You didn't hear that? Oh, hang on.
Phone ringing?
That's all right. Go ahead. Talk about yourselves. Have fun.
You said
you
want
have another
to
caller?
Some... No. He didn't turn his cell phone off. A number one rule in the Warren Winery. What?
He was waiting for a call.
Oh, he's waiting for that call. Okay. And that's why he didn't do it, because we're supposed to get that other caller. Okay.
Okay.
Well, first of all, though, I want to know about Atchison.
Atchison, okay. Well, first of all, I did the trolley tour, which is a real basic. You ride the trolley. You get to sit in the nice air-conditioned little bus thing and go around to see all the houses and hear the cool stories. And the reason I did that is because it's 90-some degrees outside. And I figured in October, middle of October, you can go back for a walking tour. So what we did was we got to stop and take pictures of all the houses and hear a little bit of the stories. What was neat about it was that they tell the local stories, not just what you see on the internet, that kind of stuff. They say, well, the locals believe blah blah blah, and the Sally house is unoccupied, and I guess it's been unoccupied for a long time, and I didn't realize that.
Yep, we occupied it for a weekend once.
How did you manage that?
It was all arranged through Sean Burris of IGT. And we went there for a weekend. It was amazing.
Wow.
We had a really cool time there.
You guys should do that again and then invite me to come out there. And then, you know, I can hang out with you guys and do the feely stuff. And you can do the technical stuff.
Well, you're part of the gang now. Of course, you have to be out there.
Yeah.
That's your obligation. You have to be there.
Of course.
Mary, thank you so much.
Mary.
Mary. I was just on the phone with Mary.
That's
okay.
Just talk to. This is so
it's time for bed. We're done.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Laura.
Yeah.
Laura, it's time for bed, Will. Laura,
wow. Because I live here does not mean I live in the same bed.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, okay, whatever you say.
I know you have two different rooms. I've seen that.
You know, well, we'll discuss this later. In the show.
Okay.
In the show.
I didn't know that this was... supposed to go on the air all this.
I mentioned it.
Yeah. You brought it up.
Okay, forget it. Never mind.
One demerit.
One demerit.
Mm-hmm.
Laura, thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, well,
it's
thank you so much.
It's been so great having you
on.
It's really cool. Welcome.
And don't forget Full Moon Radio. Is it fullmoonradio.com?
It sure is.
Fullmoonradio.com.
We'll have you linked up as soon as you let us know you have the site up. Please let us know. We'll link you up to our site.
I have the site up now.
Okay, right, we'll link you up to our site tonight then. We'll get
it's
that done.
All right then, cool. See you guys.
Oh, it's already been done.
It was,
okay.
It was done a while ago.
It's already been linked up?
Yeah.
Who linked it up?
I did.
Oh, congratulations. Very good.
Well, he's cool.
He's fast. That's good. All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you, Laura.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We'll
so
talk
much.
To you soon. Thanks again. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, newsflash.
Yes.
Like I was saying at the beginning of the show, we didn't know if Mary was going to be able to get a hold of us. Well, she just called. We're going to be able to call her.
Excellent.
Okay,
excellent.
So what we were going to do, I don't know if Elmer and John are listening right now, Havoc and Magnus Apollo. We were going to have them come on and talk more about the Mothman Fest, but we had Mary planned to come on, so and we kind of had them as a backup plan. So, gentlemen, sorry. We're going to talk about that at a later date. I think we're going to try to work something out with those guys. But we're going to have them come on. We're not going to do that now. We're going to have, actually, Mary come on and talk about tonal alchemy, which is something I really wanted to talk to her about. It's a very interesting subject. So why don't we take a quick break here, Will, and get our voices back, because mine's gone for some reason. Everybody chill back again. We're going to listen to some more. What are we going to listen to this time, Will?
More Tone and Niche.
More Tone and Niche? Yeah. We didn't have any time to do breaks this week. We had no time. We got here. We set everything up. We started doing the show. So take us away, Will. Push one of those buttons. See what kind of noise we have this time. Ooh, this is a sexy song. Hot.
I can't get out of this box, and they've turned all of the locks, and the corners are closing in like the devil promoting sin. Ticking is cutting my ear, and the silence just won't disappear. I'm on the other side of the wall, from the sun, the moon, and all. And I can't get out, and they can't fix my head. My arms are long, and my bones feel like. Now in the depths of my gut, my skin is breaking up, and the colors in my eyes are fading to black and white. They hung a needle from the thread to sew up on the living dead. The violence begot violence, so all of the children bled. When they speak, long-haired hippies who've grown weak, crazy religious men, who claim to come. And I can't get out, and they can't fix my head. Its broken hands, scattered limbs from shore to land, from shore to land, from shore to land, from shore to land.
Dead air.
Dead air?
Oh, dead air! God!
That wasn't dead air.
Well, it was a little bit.
It wasn't too bad.
Well, it kind of faded out nice. You know, it was a mellow tune, and it kind of mellowed us all out a little bit.
Right,
too.
Right.
You know, so...
Well, Tone and Niche, that's...
the last thing I need right now, but...
Tone and Niche are among my favorite artists.
Great people. Good people.
So, and they're a lot of fun. They are awesome artists.
We're going to be bringing them on the show pretty soon, too.
Yeah. Oh, now, okay, you've just made me really, really happy.
That's all we need to tell him now when he's in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Just go, hey, dude, remember, we're going to bring Tony Niche on the show. And he'll be like, woo!
Whether it happens or not, I'd be like, yeah!
It'd be like the equivalent of giving somebody like a Vicodin when they were in pain. Okay, I'm good.
Well, Tony Niche, they're local artists here in the Detroit area.
Yeah.
And they're...
good people.
They're remixing a lot of their other songs because they've learned over the years. And I'm just very excited. I think that their projects are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we get to play them because we forgot to put together the... actual
we didn't
break.
Forget, we just had no time.
There was no time.
There was
yeah.
just no time to do anything. So, hey, you're still hearing cool music. Local independent artist Tony Niche, they're good friends of ours.
And they've been
people.
Linked up on the site for a while. Oh, TonyNiche.com.
Forever. So. And they always will be. They're great friends of ours, and they've done some very cool stuff for the show, too, by letting us play their music and use their music also and other little production pieces we've done on the show free and willingly, no problems at all. So they'll be coming on very soon. Speaking of music, though.
Yes.
Speaking of music, I'm going to sing a song. Are you ready?
Oh, no.
Are you ready? You are my sunshine.
My only sunshine.
Will makes me happy when skies are gray. Okay.
Not good enough.
Did I bomb?
We need somebody better.
Did I bomb? I think we got somebody better.
I think we do.
I think we do.
I think
God,
we're
kicking ass in segues today, aren't we? Pardon my French, but we are just rocking on the segues, man. I mean, this is like, I mean, except for me pointing it out like a moron, our segues are happening today.
That really, really was
That was slick. That was slick. All right. I want to introduce the listening audience to the wonderful, beautiful, and illustrious Mary Eberspatcher. Did I pronounce it correctly, Mary?
Oh, you did great.
Great.
You did great.
Mary is a tonal alchemist. Now, that term right there, you got me sold. Because, I mean,
you, are? Oh,
you got me sold. Because tone.
You can get my CDs on. No. I hope you guys talk about me after you have this interview. Like, you get excited about having me on
it. Of course.
We can't keep up with how excited we are with yourself and everybody. Now,
well, you have to remember, our medium is that of sound.
Yeah.
What we do here on the, even though it's internet radio, it is worldwide, and we have a lot of listeners for some reason. But the
I'm still trying to figure that one out.
I know, but you know, and also we podcast this, so there's like a lot of listeners both live and after the fact. I mean, thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, I don't know where we're getting that from.
Yeah, I know. But the but what happens is we do it all through our voices, all through sound. And I don't have a very good voice for this, but I do have a voice, and I do use it a lot, and I talk. And I talk to people, and I talk on this radio show. So
you know what the funniest thing is, though?
What?
When we started this show up back in the day, back in like 1847
or something like that, yeah.
When we used to like actually carry the equipment on a wagon and buggy.
Four years ago. Yeah. We had a horse.
Spot. Spot. Yeah. good old Spot. He was a good horse.
He was a good horse.
Man, what a wonderful horse. My mother and my sister especially, you know, because, you know, they think I'm handsome, too. They've told me that my voice has changed a lot. That I articulate a lot more. And I mean, that's right. It's actually something I think, except for like now when I'm going blah, 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 like this and sound like a moron.
Well, that's because we've been, you know, awake and you're changing your schedule.
Yeah, so that's, yeah, I'm kind of goofy right now. But they said that I have learned over the years how to kind of, you know, make my voice sound better or articulate or inflect or one of those cool grammar words
but
there are.
But even with all that, I don't know if we could do what Mary does.
I don't think so.
I mean, you do some amazing stuff,
yeah,
Mary.
Yeah. And we heard it over the break.
Yeah, we heard it on the break.
Just for a second.
By the way,
practice does make perfect.
I don't know. I don't think I'd ever want to hear us sing You Are My Sunshine again. But maybe, I guess, you know, never's a long time. So maybe.
Maybe. We might be professional singers someday. Who knows? We might get out of the radio
like
business
80s
and,
or whatever.
And say, let's start up our own band, dude. Let's start the Ghostly Talk band and go out and tour the country and be rock stars. Who knows?
We'd be like the 80-year-old, 90-year-old Ghostly Talk singers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
With the Ghostly Talk dancers.
Yeah.
I think we got an idea. Dude, the ideas we're getting here, Mary, you don't even realize.
It's amazing.
Aren't I inspiring?
You are inspiring.
You are.
I'm one of the muses, the original muses.
So you do tonal alchemy.
Yes,
tonal
I do.
Alchemy. What does that mean?
Well, I don't know what it would mean to everyone, but what it means to me is that I use sound to reestablish patterns in your body and to break up old energy and to reform and reconnect you to your higher energy, your higher self. So like moving your ego body into more of a spiritual body.
Okay. Now, we're talking to you about this because we have some previous experience on this too, Mary.
Uh-huh.
Back in like 1932,
yeah.
when we first started the show up, right?
Uh-huh.
We had a friend of mine come on. If you remember this, Doug?
That was episode 13.
It
was episode 13, I think.
I think it was in 1932 or something.
It was,
like that.
It was in Ghostly Talk Project 1.
Yes, and nobody gets to hear it.
and there's very, very few people who have the Project 1 archives.
Well, we had a young lady come on who was a friend of mine from high school, actually, who I kept I keep in contact with. And she told me about this thing she was practicing and still is doing, I'm pretty sure to this day, called toning. Okay?
Yeah.
A high level on it. I just want to kind of see if there's anything to compare and contrast with here. Is she would create tones with her voice, obviously, the same as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And what would happen is she would... I mean, these tones were amazing because they really would kind of like set your vibration. It would make your body vibrate in a different pattern. It was very strange. And it was a beautiful tone also. It was a very beautiful tone. It came from her voice. But she said it wasn't her.
That's true.
It was not her.
It isn't me either.
It wasn't her. She said, I mean, what she said, I think this may be a matter of, you know, what opinion is. She said it was actual angels singing through her. That's what was going on. So,
yeah.
I'm curious.
I would call mine from Divine Source.
Okay.
And there is an aspect of me that is Divine Source, so it is coming essentially from me, but the divinity of me.
Okay. So, like we just said, this really is not you. Physically...
It's not of this dimension, is
okay.
really what you're saying. And
I mean...
No, it's not of this dimension.
It's not of this dimension, but it is... I mean, what I'm trying to figure out is it coming physically from you? I mean, it has to be coming physically from you.
Yes, it comes from my voice. It comes through my voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of strange because when I was young, I think that we're a spirit, really, and our vibration is, you know, we have a vibration or a spiritual essence that follows us through every lifetime or dimensional reality that we're in. And mine happen to have the vibration of sound healing and healing in my frequency. And so I've done it many lifetimes or... In other parallel universes, I'm doing it right now. So it's just a part of my frequency, and that's why it comes through like that. And as a child, I just loved to sing, but everyone would tell me to shut up. So that says a lot for my singing voice. But anyway, but my favorite part of church was choir, you know, and the songs.
Okay.
And so I've always... had an affinity to sound.
Well, Stacy had described it as was it Stacy?
Yeah, Stacy. Yeah.
She described it as like when a whole bunch of people go to a movie, and you're sitting there, and you're a captive audience at that point, and you're watching the same things, and the movie plays with your emotions, right? So it's raising and lowering your emotional levels, and presumably your vibrations as well, as a group all at once. And so when she says that when she would do toning in front of people, the entire group would be moved by the sound, you know, in not exactly the similar fashion as a movie, but you become... pretty much a captive audience if you're paying attention, and you just have to go with it, and it really is good and healing, and it sort of brings you together, and it emphasizes everything about your spirit, and that's what she felt was why it worked and why it was such a powerful mechanism.
I would have to agree with that. I think she said it beautifully because it. Sound is one of the most ancient healing modalities there is. I had this wonderful opportunity to go to Egypt and they actually have a sound healing temple there called in Saqqara. And I believe it was probably on this universe, the seat of the healing, when healing came in. But sound has been, I mean, there's this huge rumor that this whole universe was created with a bang. So if that's the case, and the Bible also says that in the beginning there was the Word, which is sound.
Mm-hmm.
So sound has played a intricate part in this universe from the beginning of its time, I believe. This is the world according to Mary now.
And that's a whole new way to look, that's a whole new way to look at things, though. It's a whole,
okay.
Well, for us,
well,
it's another
dimension to.
Yes, you know what I'd really like to share with your audience is that sound is there is heard sound, which you can hear me talking, and there are sounds that you cannot hear, frequencies that you cannot hear, and at this moment in time, right at this moment, you are being bombarded with so many sound waves and frequencies from cellular telephones, from microwave energy, from satellites, from all of these. They're all hitting you, and they're affecting you. They're affecting the way you feel. And the government is actually doing tests. I mean, they're working on using sound as kind of a silent warfare. You know, like frequencies of sound, to send frequencies of sound out.
Well, that's interesting you mentioned that.
There's a lot of, just let me finish.
Yeah,
there's a lot
sorry.
Of people who think that the last event that occurred in New Orleans, the magnitude of it was probably had something to do with sound waves and sound testing that all the different governments are doing.
Well, like I was saying a second ago, we have actually done a lot of research and studying on an episode called the Montauk Project.
Yes.
I don't know if you're familiar with that, are
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
And that was based on, I mean, they were sending out frequencies.
A whole bunch of frequencies, very powerful.
From a giant. And
yes.
When I say giant, and if you've heard about this, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, this is a football-sized.
Football radar, field size. football stadium size.
Football field size radar dish.
Yeah,
and they were sending out frequencies all over the place with this thing, and there was reports, obviously, of just small town, regular people, working people. They were just going insane. They were just freaking out, going insane,
and
murdering
people. It's happened even in recent histories. There were two cities, I think one was last year and one was the year before.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain people that could hear this underlying hum.
Yeah.
And it underlined everything, and they were going absolutely crazy. It was constant, and they could not get away from it. And it was these two cities. One, I think, and I'm only going off my very failing memory, but one was like in Illinois or Indiana, somewhere around there, not overly far from where we are, near the Detroit area. And then one was like in Arizona or somewhere out southwest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there were these two cities that people were going crazy, and they were saying that they can hear this sound. And not everybody could hear it, but it was really affecting them. I mean, they were going to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, people, it's really affecting people now, and they're doing research. I don't know if you've ever heard of a scientist by the name of Nick Baggett, but he talks about this. And there, and he also talks about HARP, the organization that's using sound waves that is affecting the dolphins and the whales and stuff. And it's also affecting us, by the way.
Oh yeah.
I mean, these things are affecting us, which is one of the reasons sound healing has made such a resurgence in our world today. Because there needs to be something to counter these energies that are knocking your harmonic frequency, the one that you were born with, it's knocking that out of balance. And so there needs to be, you know, sound that actually can help you to restore that and bring it back to its natural balance. And that's one of the things that the sound work I do, that's part of what it does. I mean, people have had healings with it as well. I mean, some pretty amazing miracles have occurred that have been reported to me from the sound work and the work that I do, but sound is just really amazing, and I've just so blessed. I really mean so blessed that I have this gift to share to the world. And thank you for letting me be on your show.
Oh.
And sharing it with all the people out there, because, you know, how are people going to hear about it if you're not out there in the world to share it with them?
Well, that's our job. That's our job.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. That's what we love to do. I have a question for you, and this is the only question I'm going to ask.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of funny, but it's going to be serious, though, too.
Okay.
I am what people refer to as a metalhead. Okay? I love to listen to loud, abrasive, noisy rock music. All right? I live for it. It's my meat and potatoes in life. I am a musician also, and I've written my own noisy metal music, too.
Uh-huh.
In regards to that, as far as those, because you were talking a second ago, the reason I want to ask this is because you were talking a second ago about, you know, there are sounds that going on around us that are making us, you know, they're making us, and I know the feeling, and they make you anxious, they make you angry inside. I'm wondering, because my mom, of course, growing up, was like, you can't listen to that stuff because, well, that's not really how she sounds, but you can't listen to that stuff because it's bad for you, it's going to make you an angry person, you're going to murder 1,000 people. You know, and I haven't done that yet, but I mean, most people who know me real well know that, no, I'm a bit of an intense, angry person, kind of, in a positive sort of way, I want to say, a very positive sort of way, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if it truly would have something to do with the music choice that I have in life. I mean, do you think this music, these frequencies do that?
I don't know how old you guys are.
Well, Doug is about 147 years old.
I am the oldest. I'm 38, but going on 27. So,
yeah.
But no, I'm 38, and I listen to mostly like dance pop music or like Tone & Nish, for example, is more folk.
Now,
I listen to laid back music.
Give you a little bit of, this is just again the world according to Mary.
Okay.
Sound, I think that every generation has to have its sound. And I don't know which one of you plays heavy metal because I haven't recognized, discerned your voices.
That would be Scott L.
This is Scott L. I play heavy metal music.
I would say that you're probably younger, you're the younger of the two.
Yeah.
And you just probably haven't decided to move up your chakra, through your chakras yet. Because when you have a heavy metal and usually the punk music and when rock and roll, when it was popular, and it was very different, and then swing at one point, that was all very first and second chakra music.
Okay.
And it really works on opening the first and second chakra. And then as you grow older, that music, unless it's the music of your generation, that music, the new generation's music, makes you crazy. It's like, how can you, just like your mother, how can you listen to that? It's going to, you know, whatever. But, you know, if I don't know how old your mother is, but, you know, if you played a Beatle tune or Elvis, she would probably go crazy, which is at that time was what the first and second chakra music was. So every generation kind of has like they have a soft spot for their first and second chakra kind of music. But it opens that up, and it's very necessary that young people have their sound, have their music, and have their identity, because it really, it's working with them. It's kind of like a process of their life, and music reflects that in some way.
Well, yeah.
And the taste of music then starts to reflect where you are in your journey. So I can listen to the music of my generation and remember it with fondness, but it's probably not my choice of music to sit and listen to and reflect and just be still with and really move into my higher consciousness with.
Well, I know. I'm just curious.
Does that answer your question?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, okay. I'm wondering. Well, as far this is great.
You've expanded beyond. You don't just.
No. Yeah, I know. But that's kind of like when people. What I'm known for nowadays is like, oh, he's a metalhead guy. He's got the long hair and all
right.
that stuff.
Right. You're known as a metalhead, but you do.
I do listen to a lot of different
stuff. Listen to jazz and.
Yeah,
and
all kinds of crazy stuff. I'm into a lot of ambient stuff, too. It's very soothing and very. It's very calming and cooling and stuff like that, too. So, yeah, I got a broader range than that.
So, but you do use sound, then, in that case, to. Provide a more fullness to different moods and different places where you are in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you just went through a thing with the blues, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're still going through
still,
it,
I'm still
I think.
Listening to
yeah,
blues,
with
yeah.
the blues. And
the blues is just the blues, in my opinion, is like the gut and soul of a being. It's just so, it just touches you where your soul and gut is.
Well, yeah, you listen to those songs and you already know the words to them.
Yeah.
Because you can identify, yeah.
Yeah, you already know the, you know what they're going to say. You can feel it. You know, you can totally
feel it.
You feel
it. That's exactly the point. It's a music that you can feel. Now, heavy metal, I think you can feel. I'm not particularly fond of heavy metal because I'm not of that generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly wouldn't say that heavy metal isn't something that you, that's important. I think it is important for your generation, and you probably were weaned on that. That was probably the music of your generation. I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of guessing that. And so even though you've broadened your horizons, that takes you back to that very special time when you really were beginning to move into your individuation and move into who you were as an individual.
So now I understand what my mom said when she said, I'll never grow up, too, then.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Basically, now I get it. Now I can go back there with new knowledge. Now I understand it.
Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully, you sound like you're being a responsible being and still staying young, so that's great.
No,
you
hope so.
You figured it out somehow.
Now, Doug, on the other hand,
yeah.
I have 89 songs, and that's it.
Yeah, that's all he listens to. He won't
that's the only songs I listen
he'll listen to.
To
I'll bring in, like, some, like, you know, like, gurgling gut CD or whatever the name of the band is, some gross thing. I'll be like, dude, check this out. And he'll, like, see, Doug's the nicest person in the world, because even if it does suck, he likes it, because he wants to make you happy, you know? And so he'll support you, right? So I'm like, this is great. He's like, this is amazing, Scott. You know, and I'm like, oh, you really think so? And he's like, oh, this is insane. I can't believe it. And in the back of his brain, he's going, this is the most noisy garbage I've ever heard in my entire life. But he's a supportive person. That's important.
No, some of it actually has a lot of technical.
When are your birthdays? I'll just get a much bigger picture of you guys.
Go ahead, Doug.
Well, I'm March 19th, 1967.
And this is which one?
Doug.
Doug? Oh, March 19th. So you're right there, an Aries, but really close to Pisces, okay?
No, I'm actually Pisces, really close to Aries, because I think
because it depends on the year you were born. Okay, so you're a Piscean person.
Yes.
So music would be very important to you, and the dream state would be very important to you.
Oh, I agree with the dream state. Music's not all that important to me. I do feel it a lot when I listen to it, and
like
I do get
move with it.
I move with it. I get involved in it.
We crack up when he moves with it. That's the best part.
Well,
we start seeing him move with it. We're like, oh, Doug, you start dancing.
You feel music.
Yes, I do.
And you feel it through your body.
Yes, I do.
And music can activate your creativity, and in your dream state, you're actually creating your life. I mean, you get a lot of information through your dream time.
Yes, I do.
And now, what? Okay, Scott.
Yeah.
Scott, when is your birthday?
February 22nd, 1975.
So, let's see. Are you a Pisces, too?
Yes, I am.
Very early Pisces.
Yes, I am.
Huh. So, you'll probably experience it much differently because you're like a babe in the woods with it. So, you're just learning how to develop things, probably.
My mom said the same thing, too. This is great. I should have my mom
come
on here.
Well, I could be your mother then.
I could have you and my mom come on here and just razz me for like the next hour. This would be great. I'd be all set to go.
Is she listening to this? No.
She does listen to the show, actually.
Yes,
she does.
Oh, good. Hi, Mom. I feel I know you already.
Yeah. Well, no, seriously, though, I appreciate you commenting on that. Because, I mean, we're talking about music. We're talking about tones. And, I mean,
yeah.
As opposed to Doug, I am, like, that's pretty much what I live, breathe, and eat every day of my life.
Yeah.
Is music in all different forms. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm, mm-hmm. that's where I grew. You know what? You made a very good point, because I look at CDs in my collection or cassettes or LPs or, because I'm that old.
LPs.
Yeah, LPs or whatever I have.
I have eight tracks.
And I tell people this all the time. There's albums that I pull out and look at and go, I remember the day I bought this album. I rode my bike 10 miles to this record store because it was the only place to have it. And on the way there, we stopped at a playground and beat up some skater kids or whatever. And then we got on our bike, and then we nearly got hit by a car, and then we found a dead raccoon. And then we went to the record store, and I bought this record. And I came home, and I jammed it really loud. So right there is like a whole story being told.
So and just in that story, you can see how important sound is to us. Because I can't, you know, there... there are songs that you listen to that bring back memories.
Mm-hmm.
There are songs that you listen to that bring tears to your eyes. There are songs that you listen to that bring a smile to your face and give you a memory of your joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sound and music is the universal language. You do not have to know how to communicate in words when you can communicate in sound, which is why sound is such an important thing in our world.
Absolutely. And I've done the goofy high school things too myself. For the girlfriend at the time. Yeah, this is our song,
oh,
baby.
Sure.
Here you go, baby. Yeah, this is our song, baby. Anyway, yeah. Even at weddings. Weddings, they have, you know, the bride and the groom, they pick out their own song to dance to in front of everybody.
Yes.
And the sound does play a very intricate role in a lot of emotional things. I mean, I know that better than anybody. I really do, Mary.
Yeah.
It's one of those big things.
So.
Why don't we take a quick break, though? Let's take a quick breather, like 3 or 4 minute breather, okay? Well, this has been very dense. This has been a very dense half an hour. I mean, we've really...
Are we already done? And I didn't even...
No.
We're
going for a while here. We're just taking a break, Mary.
Oh, okay.
We got a lot more to go. You're not leaving just yet. No.
Okay. Are we still having fun then?
We're having a ball.
Oh, yeah.
We're having a ball. This is a lot of information. I mean, it really is. And I'm just kind of sitting here with everything we've been through this weekend. I'm just kind of going, oh, God, how am I going to get through this? But I'm looking forward to it. Will, take us out. Play some noise for us. Let's see what's going to happen with this. Go for it, Will.
Sitting on a stone, sitting in the marble with words unknown. A pale face with blistering eyes, grabs the light in the shadow there lies. And we're cruising the graveyard, wrestling with the shadows. Cruising the graveyard, wrestling with the shadows. Cruising the graveyard, getting lost while speaking to the dead. Suddenly an appearance stands on a highlighted painting with ice inside the fluorescent black, and it's running, running, running down my back. And we're cruising the graveyard, wrestling with the shadows. Cruising the graveyard, wrestling with the shadows. Cruising the graveyard, getting lost while speaking to the dead. Must be insane. The shovel goes deep, 6 feet to hell. Don't you know that buried soul is no longer for sale? And he was cruising the graveyard, wrestling with the shadows. Cruising the graveyard, wrestling with the shadows. Cruising the graveyard, getting lost. Why? Cruising the graveyard, and the rest, you know.